in a way, that was a turning point. Because they're right. Who can forgive sins but God alone? And Jesus says, your sins are forgiven. Now he gave to that power, Jesus gave it to the apostles. Whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. Whose sins you retain, they are retained. And the successors of the apostles are the bishops. And they have that authority. And they give it to their assistants, to the priests, to forgive sins. But all the power of forgiveness comes from the blood of Christ. That's where it comes from. But it's a great mercy that the Lord gave us this seventh sacrament to sustain us, to forgive us, and enable us to have a tranquil conscience. When the Lord says you're forgiven, you're forgiven. And that's the whole role of this wonderful sacrament, which we still have. Now, but only God does the forgiving. The priest does what the Lord told him, as that's been now organized, consecrated by the prayer of the church. And so we have this prayer. In the Eastern Rite, we have a different prayer, we say. God, who through Nathan the prophet forgave David, confessing his sins, and Peter, shedding bitter tears for his betrayal, and the prodigal son and the publican, is now my brother John, forgiving you all the sins of your life, in this world and in the next. And may he make you stand uncondemned before his awesome tribunal, for he is blessed forever and ever. Like most things, Eastern Rite, they're more ample, more... we Westerners get the job done and get on, you know. But the notion, you see, that God forgives, and only God forgives. And he's given this gift to us and made it tangible. Somebody says, you know, I absolve you from your sins. And that's God acts at that moment. The priest can't forgive you. He's got enough of his own. You know, he can't do that. But he's given the power, the mercy of God. The mercy of God. And when you are near somebody dying and forgive them, you know, the peace that comes to them by this grace. And so our Lord establishes it here. And he uses the example of a paralytic who's healed physically as well. Because sin is crippling. And to be free of it is to be free of being crippled. Not able to run the ways of the commandments. Not able to be free. Because sin is crippling. Now, you see, my holy old aunt I talk about every once in a while. Right after Vatican II, there was all sorts of wild stuff going around. And my aunt was in the back seat of the car and I was driving. I forgot who was here. And she said, the priest the other day at Mass said that the church can't forgive sins. It was silence, and I was getting ready, gearing up how I was going to explain all this. And she said, I don't think that's right. Because Jesus died for our sins. And when the priest tells us that, it's his death that sets us free from sin. She's a theologian, see? And I said, that's right, ma'am. That's it. But what a gift, huh? Now, part of this gift is what we have in the example of St. Anthony. San Antonio. He was a character too, you know. After about 40 years living in an old fort in the desert, you probably just heard this, then he came out and ministered. And people would ask for a word. You know, Abba Anthony, give me a word. And some of his words were marvelous. One, control your stomach and your tongue. That was the word he gave. Another one, which is a little more robust, if you will. Somebody said, Abba Antonios, pray for me. He said, if I urinate, is your bladder empty? Pray for yourself. That was Antonios. He's the founder of that whole way of life, living a celibate life, living a prayerful life, and serving God's people. He's the founder of it. And he lived to be about 100 and did it say? 105, yeah. That same text, as I told you at the beginning of Mass, was the text that's found in the Franciscans. Francis and Bernardo were seeking divine, you know, guidance from the Lord. So they went into the church, they opened up the gospel book, and they got the same passage. Now, what's the meaning of that? Because not everybody can do that. But to be that separated from material things, not, you know, being preoccupied with them and not being, you know, after all, we've canonized kings who had, you know, a lot of possessions, but they didn't really have them. And so this is the gospel, you see, saying, but who really forgives sins, you see? That you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. He said to the paralytic, get up and walk. So he first healed him of his moral paralysis, and then he healed him of his physical paralysis. And this happens still. And it's a very joyful sacrament. Really, you know, there are days when, you know, you're sitting in there and somebody comes in. Why? Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. My last confession was 40 years ago. How did the Lord move that person? How did the Lord want to give them that forgiveness and the concrete awareness of that forgiveness through a sacrament? The mercy of God. And so that's what this is all about today here.